This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey said that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in L.A. County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 3.9. Tsunami alerts have been reduced in areas of Japan that were heavily affected by a significant magnitude 7.5 earthquake and subsequent powerful aftershocks. Residents in certain regions of west central Japan have been taking refuge on elevated terrain as the recent earthquake induced minor tsunamis. Various locations have reported damage and local hospitals are actively providing treatment to the injured. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the United States is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas continuing in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli Air Force spokesman has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Tensions in the Middle East escalated over the weekend when U.S. helicopters engaged in gunfire with Iran-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu remains firm in his rejecting any calls for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. A fatal shark attack occurred in Hawaii, resulting in the death of a 30-year-old man. The victim was retrieved from the waters off Maui at about 11 a.m. local time Saturday and taken to a nearby hospital where he later died. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
President Biden has reportedly been briefed on the recent clash in the Red Sea between U.S. Navy forces and attacking Houthi rebels.
In the encounter, the Pentagon says U.S. helicopters sunk three attack boats with armed pirates on board. The helicopters had been launched from the USS Eisenhower and USS Gravely after they came under fire while responding to a distress call from a container ship early Sunday. There were no U.S. casualties. Houthi rebels inside Yemen have been ramping up attacks on international shipping for weeks now, in response to the war between Israel and Hamas. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. The box office numbers are out for the New Year's weekend, and the two movies from last week have traded places on the list. Wonka came in first, taking in $24 million, and Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom came in second with $19.5 million. Migration held the third spot, and The Color Purple came in fourth. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a new side hustle, sort of. The actor and wrestler is now a partner, along with other XFL owners, in the United Football League. The XFL has merged with the USFL, and they plan to announce the teams and cities that they will be in at a later date. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, they tell you on the airplane, you know, when those oxygen masks go down, the first thing you do is you take care of yourself before you help the person seated next to you, right? It makes sense if you think about it. Some people, well, that's a little cold. Well, no, it's, you know, if you're going to help anybody, you got to make sure that you are standing solid. You know, and this basic principle seems to be forgotten with everything that has to do with our government right now. It's no wonder our country is on the wrong track. We're so focused on things that are outside of our control, you know, whether it happens to be a war in Ukraine or Russia, even Israel and Hamas, as disheartening and as problematic of what we see. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, America must regain its solid footing. We cannot continue the manner in which we are at $33, $34 trillion in debt and think that we can take care of the whole world. Because meanwhile, we are, according to our next guest, Reggie Littlejohn, undergoing a soft coup. And it might be even harder than that, but we'll leave it at that for right now, a soft coup, under the pretext of pandemic preparedness and biosecurity agenda. She's the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers. Reggie Littlejohn is with us right now to talk about, you know, this diabolical move by the WHO in coordination with this current administration. We're talking the Joe Biden administration. Reggie Littlejohn, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you very much, Bill. I'm doing great.
Well, let's talk about the Sovereignty Coalition campaign that you have been leading to prevent the surrender of American freedom and sovereignty. Most people in our country, they're not aware of this. You and I have talked about this on several occasions. We've had it in other reports. But again, we have to remind people, especially in light of, you know, COP28 that just completed. You may look at those people in Dubai and you say, well, they're a bunch of knuckleheads. What do they know? This is a force, and they're mounting up, you know, alliances and an infrastructure that's going to work against us. Are they not?
Yes, that's exactly right, Bill. And 2024 is going to be a make or break year, because the World Health Organization and the United Nations are both conspiring to install what amounts to a global government. And the vote is in the World Health Organization is going to be in May, and in the United Nations in September. And then, of course, we have the U.S. presidential election in November. So unless people step up and resist and make their voices heard very quickly, we could be living in a very, very different world by the end of 2024.
Yeah, it's amazing. And people are saying, wait a minute, what happened to our Congress? How come they're not involved in this?
the thing about the Congress is they don't know any more about this than the average person, or not much more. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, so what the Sovereignty Coalition has been doing is educating Congress, because when we educate them, then they take action. But it's, you know, what we need also, the thing is not just us educating them, but their constituents showing them that they care. So what's happening, Bill, is this. Between the World Health Organization and the United Nations, the globalists are basically planning a soft coup, as you alluded to in the very beginning. So from the World Health Organization, it's from a health perspective, and the United Nations is going to be taking it from a global warming perspective. Both of these can be used to install global governance. And what I mean by that is this. If the World Health Organization, the Director General Tedros decides that there is a pandemic or a potential pandemic, he can declare it. And then if these amendments to the international health regulations and in the new pandemic treaty, if they pass in May, the World Health Organization is going to have the power to basically tell the United States what we have to do. So they will be able to order all the countries in the world, including the United States, to institute lockdowns, mask mandates, vaccine mandates. They want the power to actually run everybody's health care, including directing doctors on what they can prescribe and what they cannot prescribe and what they must prescribe, including forced vaccination. Okay, get that. Forced vaccination. Mm-hmm. That's what they want the power to do. And this is a breach of our sovereignty, our national sovereignty, because we have this other organization telling us what we have to do, and also a breach of our personal sovereignty, our personal medical freedom.
Unelected officials and officials small o, actually, because, you know, the thing is, and you and I discussed this before, Reggie, I mean, we are going to surrender our sovereignty to who? The WHO, because they did such a great job the last time around, right? In the analysis of what happened with this recent pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic, how many things did they get right and how many things did they get wrong? Has there been an analysis on that?
I'm sure that there are many lists of all the things that they got wrong. I mean, you know, so they did a miserable job with the COVID-19, starting out with agreeing with and providing cover for, in my opinion, the Chinese Communist Party when they were saying that there was no human transmission. Okay, there's no human transmission.
Well, they can't even come up with the answer of where it originated, right? They refuse to go there.
Right, and I believe, the reason for that, I think that they did not want to admit that it was a lab leak. So in the beginning they were saying for sure it came from a bat or a pangolin, because this is part of the plan, okay? Part of the plan is there's something called Bat One Health, believe it or not, where we have scientists all over the world who are doing experiments on what is the interface between bats and humans. And I believe the reason for that is because they want to say that this pandemic came from a bat, and therefore we need to remove people from where bats are, meaning we need to remove people from the wilderness areas, the rural areas, because there's just too much of a risk of us getting infected by a bat. And that's why they were resisting the lab leak theory, mm-hmm. which now has come out as being, you know, the primary theory because of, you know, a variety of factors. But now it's generally believed it was a lab leak, but that's something else the WHO got wrong. So the WHO did a miserable job in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. So why on earth would we want to expand their power?
Exactly.
And before they were an advisory committee, now they want absolute power.
Well, they want full power and control. Well, of course. And then the thing is that you said is that interesting is they want to move the people out of the rural areas, bring them into the urban areas. For why? I mean, to make it easier for them to control the populace, right?
Absolutely. They'll move us into 15-minute cities and where you could be surveilled and controlled very, very easily. So I hear music. Are we coming to a break?
Yeah, we are. And, yeah, I was, you know, it was... Exactly. So we're 8 seconds away. I was going to say something kind of smart-alecky, but, you know, I'll contain myself.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Well, are you starting to feel like the crosshairs are all over you? That this country is a target? That this is a jewel for the World Health Organization and the globalists? Because they know if they can knock out America, everybody else is going to fall. Yes, the communist Chinese might be a little bit different, and they're kind of convincing them that somehow they're part of the plan. But Reggie Littlejohn, I got to tell you, after everything is all said and done, I'm not convinced that even communist China ends up being the last man standing, even though they already are down the road in terms of this totalitarian institution and infrastructure that the globalists want. Because, you know, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, WHO, they have their own idea and their own leadership. They might be, you know, quiet in terms of these other entities, whether you want to talk about Iran or Russia. But at the end of the day, I don't see communist China at the top of the heap, in my humble opinion. What do you think?
Well, that's really debatable. So we don't know who's going to end up, but in my opinion, the CCP, China's Communist Party, has been directing a lot of this stuff, especially at the WHO. And they also have deeply infiltrated the World Economic Forum, really infiltrated the United Nations, and then infiltrated the world through, I mean, even in the United States, you know,
exactly.
heavily into
mm-hmm.
our universities, our, you know, our media, our government, our business community. I mean, they've infiltrated everywhere. And so I believe that the Chinese Communist Party and the globalists at the World Economic Forum, et cetera, are collaborating together to bring down the United States, because, as you say, they have to in order to establish this one world government. And I think that they're figuring that they're going to sort it out in the end about who's going to come out on top. So you believe that the globalists and the WF, et cetera, are going to be the ones that are coming out on top? They may be, because I think China has really shot itself in the foot in terms of their own economy. Their own
exactly. Economy. Look how vulnerable they are right now. Their reproduction levels, I mean, their population levels are in peril right now. You've got so little women. And so many men, I mean, tens of thousands of men that are without a mate, you know, this is unsustainable. And this can generate a lot of anger, you know, that just happens in the natural course of our humanity. So, you know, and again, you know, as you mentioned quite clearly, they are not as economically strong as otherwise people have been reported. And, you know, they're in tough straits. And I think President Xi is also could be in some peril as well. But, you know, that's just my humble opinion, because I think at the end of the day, you can't have two leaders. There's going to be one orchestrator of the band here. There's not going to be a multiple coalition. I just see some of this as, you know, useful idiocy that's taking place. But we'll see how this plays out, you know. But regardless, the fact of the bottom line is that America is in the crosshairs, and that's your point.
Well, America is definitely in the crosshairs, and so, like I said, who knows who's going to end up out on top? I think that China and the globalists are making plans for how maybe they're conspiring together, and in the end, you know, which one is going to take over. And I think you're right. I think that the plan of both of them is, you know, to end up on top.
Right.
And how are they going to do that? I want to go back to what's going on with the World Health Organization and what they're installing. So with these international health regulations and the amendments to the international health regulations and the new pandemic treaty, it will establish a biotech surveillance totalitarian police state. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are strong words, but that's what's on the table, Bill. So what they want is, and if these pass, the United States is going to be required to number one, install these digital IDs. The pretext for the digital ID is, oh, it's going to make everything so easy, you know. But this is, I'm looking at a chart now from the World Economic Forum of all the things that you will be required to have a digital ID to do. You will have to have a digital ID in order to access insurance and healthcare. To open a bank account, to carry on online transactions, to book travel, to travel between borders, to access services in case of a humanitarian crisis, to participate in any social media platforms, to access, to file taxes and vote and collect government benefits, to own a phone or a computer. Okay? So this is the thing.
Okay. hitting a button there. It just keeps on giving us the nice sound there. A high C that's rattling my brains. Are we okay now? Yeah, okay. I guess we got disconnected in the process there. You know, we love technology every once in a while. You know, it comes up, raises its head, and it's all kind of fun. But Mr. Brad's all over it, and he'll reconnect us, and we'll be back in touch with Reggie Littlejohn. Because, you know, with this stuff, it's like the wagons are being circled around us, and they're surrounding us in such a way that you're going to have to comport. If not, there's a price to pay. And the digital ID is just part of it. And then we talked about, you know, digital currency as well. And just like what we saw happen with the truckers. Yes. Okay, Reggie, go ahead.
So I don't know where I was when we were just cut off. I mean, that was bizarre. Something on my end. But anyway, so where was I? What was I saying?
Well,
you were talking digital, that it
would affect our ability to get insurance, healthcare, bank account, access services, file taxes, vote. You were going down the litany there, and then I had added in the wake of your absence that of course then we got digital currency that's going to come into play as well.
Right, exactly. So here's the thing, they can completely control us through this. So that if, for example, we do things that they don't like criticizing them, like I'm criticizing them right now, or let's say that there's a pandemic or a potential pandemic, and you refuse to have the newest vaccine or booster or whatever it is, they can shut you off from all of these services. And they can also control you through the digital currency that you were mentioning, the central bank digital currency, which is programmable, so that if you step out of line, they can make it so that you can't use your bank account or your credit card at all. People think this can't happen in the West. It already did with the Canadian truckers. Or they can make it so that you can't spend money out of your house. Like, let's say you refuse to be vaccinated, they make you stay home. Your money will not work if you leave the house. So,
yeah, Grubhub's not going to come to your place. They're already going to know that, you know, their car's not going to be able to stop at your place and drop off food even.
Well, that's the thing, is that they can completely isolate you because everything is going to be run by AI, and Grubhub is going to know, you know, like the first thing they're going to do is they could say, okay, you can't leave your house. And then after that, they could say, you can't leave your house and we're not going to deliver food. I mean, the Chinese government did this already. You think this is impossible? During the pandemic, people were shut in apartment buildings. They actually welded the doors shut so people could not leave. They promised them that they would deliver food, and then they didn't deliver food. And there are reports that people were starving to death in their apartments. So all I'm saying is we need to educate Congress. And not just Congress, the presidential debates and everything else. Whenever there's a candidate, you got to question them on this. What is your position on withdrawing from the WHO or withdrawing or defunding the WHO? And I would also ask people, please, to go to sovereigntycoalition.org, and sign our declaration. And there's a bunch of actions that you can take on there. Don't put it off. We don't have a lot of time left.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, we remind everybody, you must own your own knowledge. What Reggie is sharing, what we're talking about, hopefully, again, this motivates you to do a deeper dive. Check it out for yourself. See what's going on. I mean, you see the signs. You know, we talk about what happened in Canada and elsewhere. The biotech surveillance totalitarian police state is coming to a zip code near you. I think it's inevitable, Reggie, but we've got to take a stand against it. This is the home of the free and brave still, I hope.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
In a single moment,
everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip, an Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We have Stephen M.R. Covey on with us right now to talk about his new book, Trust and Inspire. But before we do, because I know for those of us who have followed the Coveys, starting out with his father, Stephen, was it Stephen M. Covey? Was that his real initial?
It was that. Stephen R. Covey.
Oh, yes. Stephen R. Covey. That was your dad. And I mean, I can't even tell you how many tapes and books and that I was exposed to. And then I think maybe a year or so ago, we talked with Sean. Sean is your brother. And yes. And you're the real special one of the family, because you got two middle initials. You have M and R. And I was saying before we came on is that every one of you are best-selling authors. If you know, if you're going to be in the Covey family, you got to be a best-selling author, or you're out of the parade, right?
Yeah, you don't get to show up for Sunday dinner without the book. I think we're all standing in the shadow of what our dad did, you know. And so his name, when you say Stephen Covey, that's all you need to say, because his name is The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People is so well known.
Right, exactly. Well, but Stephen, you know, you say in the shadow, but what an honored legacy. I mean, the shadow that he cast and what he, in a sense, you know, set you, the trajectory that he set you on. I mean, you grew up in this environment. I mean, the seven effective, characteristics.
Habits,
seven habits of effective people. I mean, you grew up with this doctrine.
I did. Yeah, it was right. We saw it right in our home. We like to say as us kids that we were the first audience for Seven Habits.
Right.
Because he would test his ideas with us in the home and with us as kids. And that's where some of these great stories that he tells in Seven Habits of green and clean, teaching his young son how to take care of the yard and understanding the importance of delegating and prioritizing. These kind of stories happened in the house, in the home first, and then yes. and then in business.
Well, you know, in contrast, to bring it into the current cultural context of what we're dealing with right now, we're seeing indoctrination pieces in the Middle East of young Arab children, what they're indoctrinated with. Wow, if they could replace those comic books and those indoctrinations with what your dad wrote, what a different world for the Arab nation, for the world at large, it could possibly be.
Right, because if you can start with principles that are universal, you know, they're foundational, they're basic, they apply to any culture, anywhere in the world, because they are principles, that is what's needed. That's where you draw a great power and understanding. And so even the principle of fairness, the principle of abundance, the principle of understanding another is so critical. And we need that today. And you're right. These foundational principles are around character.
Yes.
That are so important for people. And so that's the exciting thing, is that we are doing some work with my father's work on seven habits. That are actually embedded into some schools around the world, some 50 mm-hmm. countries now, and trying to just say, what if we could teach young children
exactly.
principles of effectiveness at a young age? What a difference that would make in their lives, and it is.
Well, and I got to tell you, Stephen, you know, like right now, there's because of COVID and everything and what's happened in our country and how much time the kids have lost because of the lockdowns and everything that went down. This is just my humble opinion. If we took those kids through a rapid boot camp course of the seven effective habits of effective people, we would more than make up for that lost time and what we would do in the development of their character and catapulting them into their next level of education and awareness.
I love it, and I agree with you. It would be a huge jump start because it's so, again, so foundational that will accelerate all the other learning that they need to do and want to do. But you start
exactly.
with a base, mm-hmm. like a tree. And,
right.
and, you know, you need the roots and the trunk of a tree to be strong in order to have the great branches and fruits, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, exactly. and so you always got to go back to the roots. And seven habits of highly effective people is based upon principles that are foundational.
Exactly.
The personal effectiveness and the interpersonal effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you focus on yourself first and becoming proactive and beginning with the end in mind and putting first things first. Then that's the private victory. You know, you become independent. But independent is better than dependence.
Right.
But it's still not the ultimate value because we got to work together. We live in a world of people, and so we want to become interdependent. And then mm-hmm. that's where the idea of thinking win-win, seeking first to understand, then to be understood, and then synergizing together. That helps a person go from dependence from independence to interdependence.
Right.
And then the last habit is habit seven, which is sharpen the saw, which is to renew the other six and to
exactly.
renew yourself so that we're always mm-hmm. fresh and relevant. You know, and if we can do that at every level, including with young children, then our ability to learn from the rest of life goes up because
yeah.
now we have a learning mindset, a growth mindset. That
yeah.
it becomes pervasive.
Yeah, you've got that foundation. Like to me, I looked at it, Stephen, like it's like software in the computer. You know, every once in a while, you got to update your software
yeah.
and you got to kind of clean out everything, get all those viruses and everything
yep.
out. And I looked at it this way, that probably the first 8 years of education of these kids, there's probably things they missed along the way. But what I appreciate, what your dad and what your family has done, you know, with this concept is that it helps to relay, like you say, that foundation to where now you've got fertile ground that can absorb these educational points that are so valuable that now when having laid that foundation, you imagine this, you lay the foundation on and now this young boy or young girl goes in as a freshman in high school and they are on all cylinders. I mean, they are going to take off and be so much more successful because, as you said, and I agree with you 100%, the foundation is solid. And I believe that in laying the foundation, we can more than make up for lost time that some educators want to say that we lost as a result of COVID. But I believe there's an answer. And I think you've hit on something here. I think that this is something that, you know, governors of states, you know, should embrace. I've talked to Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears about it. I've talked to the governor of Kentucky about this as well, and Oklahoma. And I just think it's, you know, this could be the right basis because, you know, I told him, I said, I've got an idea and it's kind of a concept. I don't have the curriculum, but I think the curriculum, once you have the ideas, you know, settled and everything, the curriculum will come. Does that make sense?
Makes complete sense. And I agree 100%.
So tell Sean in his spare time, he needs to go work on that.
I will, because Sean oversees all our education work and for schools.
Yes.
And we are doing this. You know, we are now in the Leader in Me, which is really bringing seven habits principles into schools, is now in some 6,000 schools in 50 countries. And I think in the United States we have over 3,000, maybe close to 4,000. And so,
how come we're not hearing about that, Stephen?
We should be hearing about it. It should be talked about. Now we have over 100,000 schools in this country, so it's still a small percentage, but these schools are, the data is overwhelming. How well they're performing, how well the kids are performing and doing. And these are not all, you know, schools that are in a great privileged position. Many of these are underprivileged in difficult circumstances. And these principles are powerful concepts to these young kids of what it does for their life. They have a whole new vision.
Oh, it's life changing for them. I got to imagine. Yeah, I'll tell you what. We've got to go. We got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up on the other side real quick. More from Stephen M. R. Covey after this.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Stephen M. R. Covey about his new book. He's a New York Times best-selling author. His new book, Trust and Inspire. And he's also, of course, the best-selling author of Speed of Trust, which is, you know, foundational to all this. Because as you've been able to, you know, work on these effective habits, and as they've been evolving, and you see what's going on, you realize that an important covenant that's lacking, or a component that's lacking in today's business world, is the idea of trust, right?
Absolutely. And it is completely lacking in society. We're living increasingly in a low-trust world where trust has gone down in so many institutions. And, yes, in business, but also in government and in media and everywhere. And so we've got to counteract it. And you can't just say they have trust. You have to both earn it and give it. We have to earn it by demonstrating our character and our competence. We have to be trustworthy to have trust. But I've also learned this, and this is interesting. As I work with leaders everywhere, Bill, sometimes in organizations, you could have trustworthy people working together and yet no trust between them, even though they might both be trustworthy. If neither person is willing to extend trust to the other, to give it. So in addition to being trustworthy, as leaders, we also need to be trusting.
Exactly.
And we're willing to give that trust, to extend that trust. And a combination of being both trustworthy, where you earn trust, and trusting, where you give trust, is what's going to produce greater trust in a relationship, or on a team, or in a company. And that's the idea. And we really need this today, because it's increasingly a low-trust world, and that tends to perpetuate itself unless you take steps to counteract it.
Well, you inspire and leverage the asset, don't you?
Totally.
And then for each individual employee or participant in that environment, wow, I mean, it heightened productivity. They're happier than they've ever been. And for those people who have experienced a trust and inspire environment where you have that exchange and that vulnerability, it is an awesome force, isn't it?
It's an awesome force. And you're exactly right, Bill. They are happier. Their well-being is higher. Their energy, their joy. And they're also far more productive. So it
exactly.
works for both fronts. In other words, the business does better. The organization does better. They produce better outcomes. And the data on this is overwhelming. That high-trust organizations outperform low-trust organizations by about three times in different measures. But also, and I love that you brought this up, the people are happier. Exactly. There's more energy. Mm-hmm. And well, more, the reason, you know, yeah, more exciting.
Yeah. The reason I could bring that up, Stephen, is I got to tell you, I was blessed to lead an organization in L.A. radio that allowed me this opportunity to build an organization like what you're talking about. And you're exactly right. You know, 5 years, I tell people, we had five winning seasons. We were double-digit increases every year, and the basis of it was that we had to establish a complementary environment. And as I told them, I said, look, you're all big boys and girls, okay? You're not fooling anybody. Everybody knows your weaknesses, and everybody knows your strengths, okay? The challenge is we got to be humble enough to be vulnerable enough with one another to where we can help one another and come alongside.
Yes.
And the result, Stephen, is exactly as you said. It was inspirational. The trust that we had in that core group of 12 marketing professionals was awesome. And we set records. And the thing is, it's so amazing is that, you know, is that what you've got to have a level of maturity and understanding of what this means. Because if you don't understand trust, being trustworthy, and understanding how that can build inspiration and how that crosses over where it enlarges the capital asset of the organization, if you don't have the eyes to see it, you'll never get it. And you'll miss out. But you'll always be behind those people and those organizations that have the capacity to embrace this concept. Does that make sense?
Totally. I completely agree. It's a huge advantage.
Yes.
For any organization. They're going to be more creative, more innovative, more collaborative. Their people will be more engaged. But they'll also, they'll move faster, less cost. You know, there's a performance multiplier that's profound.
Exactly.
And especially on what you're able to do collaboratively and creatively and with innovation. When you bring these differences together, I love how you put it, as a complementary team.
Exactly.
You complement each other, and so you elevate, you know, caring and collaborating above competing. Some workplaces are just cutthroat, and you want to compete in the marketplace. Yes, that's good, but you want to collaborate and care in the workplace with each other and build complementary teams, like you described. Mm. That's just different in kind. And when you know people today, especially people, don't want to be managed. But people do want to be led, and they want to be trusted, they want to be inspired. And when they are, they'll stay, and they'll give you their best, and they will unleash the best in them. And when they're not, when they don't feel trusted or inspired, people today have so many choices and options, they're going to go find a place elsewhere where they are.
Without a doubt.
You'll lose the talent.
Yeah,
especially the
best
talent, the best performance in particular, really thrive on trust.
Mm-hmm. No, without a doubt, and that's and again, that's the potential that is available there, which is win-win for everybody. I mean, you know, and part of what drove me in understanding this concept was I was looking at a U.S. labor study, Stephen, and it said that less than 10% of the U.S. labor force in America today was fulfilled. So you're thinking nine out of 10 people aren't very happy at work. And that was the other thing that came out, too, that was a lot of people are unhappy. They were unfulfilled.
Yeah.
And I used to think that that was the highest calling, is that you could be fulfilled. And that's what I drove the organization on, was that we were going to strive so that, you know, people on our team were fulfilled. And it was amazing, because as I went through this, in fact, I even was an adjunct professor at a school in Southern California. And I would teach on this idea and these principles that led to fulfillment. Now, you got to imagine this. I'm in the middle of this presentation, right? And I've done this thing so many times. And I'm getting ready. I've come to the climax, and I'm talking, okay, here it is. The best thing you can have, you know, is, you know, to be fulfilled. And it was all of a sudden I felt like God was saying, oh, I got something better for you. I mean, just like that, like we're talking. And it was a download of it wasn't about fulfillment. Ultimately, it was about liberty. So what it is that freedom is the highest calling you can have. If you can be in an environment where you're free to be all that you can be, it sounds like a military advertisement, but if you've got that, you know, where your giftings and talents can be fully exercised and realized and developed, whew, wow, what a force, right?
What a force. And that's exactly right. That's what I call it a trust and inspire culture does.
Yes.
Where you're trusted, you're inspired. Where everyone feels ignited, the fire within has been ignited and lit. And everyone's been doing well. And like you did, you set records, you set your team.
Yes.
And what you're able to achieve, because people are operating on really all eight cylinders. And,
right.
And so many times people are, you know, operating on just one or two cylinders, but they got eight possible. They have so much more to give, but we're not tapping into it. We're not leading in the right way. We're too much managing and doing command
exactly.
and control and trying to control people versus unleashing them, freeing them, to your point, giving them opportunities, trusting them, and then inspiring along the way with our own example and modeling. You know, that will inspire people. And when you trust people, that inspires them. And then when you care about them, you know, caring inspires people. And then connect them to purpose and to meaning and the contribution so that they're, you know, they see that the work that they do matters. It makes a difference. There's significance. That will lead to fulfillment. And that, you know, and then, what, you know, and that will also lead to contribution, making a difference in the world.
Well, and that's what we want. We want to, at the end of the day, feel like we've been productive. We've earned our pay, and we're an asset to the organization. You know, I think one of the best compliments that my boss ever gave me was he said, Bill, your people will go through a cement wall for you, won't they?
Mm.
And I said, and you know why? And he goes, why? He says, because they know I will.
Well, yep. See, that's modeling. You model. You go first. You would do it. You're not asking of others what you're not doing yourself.
Exactly.
And when you lead that way, that's what a trust-inspired leader does. They model, and that is, they model the behavior that they would like to see. They model the values. They go first. You know, they're the ones that would demonstrate respect when you want more respect. They're the ones that show empathy when you need more empathy. They go first. We model. We trust people. So modeling is being trustworthy, but then we also need to be trusting of people so that we give them opportunities. Free them up, unleash them, and then we inspire others by connecting with people through caring and belonging, and then connecting people to purpose and to meaning and to contribution. That inspires. And we can do those three things. We can model, we can trust, we can inspire. And that's what I mean by being a trust and inspire leader. They model, they trust, they inspire, and that brings out the best in everyone.
Stephen M. R. Covey has been our guest, best-selling author of The Speed of Trust, How Truly Great Leaders Unleash Greatness in Others, Trust and Inspire. Stephen, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much. You've been awesome. I'm so grateful that you've come on the show to talk about this book, for people to get to know you more. And how can they be in touch? Because I know you're speaking all over the place, and, they might want to connect with you and have you come and speak to their organization.
Yes. Yeah. Go to trustandinspire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.